Chapter 15.
Lexi, what are you doing here?
Lexi saw the look of surprise on Jack's face as his eyes traveled from her to Sprinkles to Cassie. You didn't talk to John?
I didn't catch up with him yet.
John's voice boomed from down the hall. Jack spread his hands.
What's this all about?
I know who killed Justine, Lexi blurted out. She saw Jack's eyes narrow.
What? I thought I told you to stop investigating the murder.
Lexi felt her cheeks burn. I was... Well, I mean, we were just taking Sprinkles for a walk when we saw Bronson. We followed him and ended up at Candace's condo.
Lexi, you aren't making sense. Come on down here and tell me the story from the beginning.
Jack turned down the hall and Lexi started to follow. Cassie touched her arm. I'll stay back here, she said, tilting her head in John's direction. Lexi nodded, thinking Cassie probably mistook her eye twitch for a wink. She put her finger up to her eye, wondering if she had a big mascara smudge underneath from jabbing at it to stop the twitch. Jack stood in front of the door to a plain room, motioning for her to enter. Inside was a long table with two metal chairs, one on either side of the table. It looked like the interrogation room she always saw on TV. She took a seat, setting Sprinkles down on the floor. Jack leaned on the edge of the table in front of her and swiped at her cheek gently with his finger.
He had a smudge of mascara there.
Now, tell me what this is all about. Sprinkles got away from me chasing after a cat. I followed her and, just by chance, she happened to have run into Candace's condo. I went in to get Sprinkles and noticed she had a pair of shoes with blood on the tips. Lexi saw the look of disbelief on Jack's face. She had to admit, it did sound a little far-fetched.
What were you doing near Candace's condo? And how do you know it was blood?
Lexi felt her heart speed up. How would she explain what she was doing there without getting Jack mad at her? Well, Lexi saw Jack's eyebrows raising even higher and decided the best course of action was to come clean. Okay, we followed Bronson, but we weren't going to do anything, just see what he was up to. Only Sprinkles got out and ran off, so I chased after her. The part about finding Candace in her condo really did happen by accident. Lexi looked up at him sheepishly, her heart leaping when she saw amusement instead of anger in his eyes.
What about the blood?
Lexi told him about the box of shoes. Jack's expression changed as she described exactly what the blood looked like. He took out his notebook and started jotting things down.
Well, that does sound like blood. But, of course, it could be plenty of other things. She could have stepped in it anywhere. I'm afraid it's really not much to go on.
There is one other thing. Lexi looked up to see how interested he was in hearing it. Jack bent in closer. I noticed she had on a ring with a very distinctive stone in it.
A canary yellow cushion cut diamond.
Jack finished the sentence for her. Lexi nodded. You knew about the pin?
Of course, Jack said, giving her a sideways look. And we know Bronson tried to pawn it without the stones. It's not looking good for the two of them.
Lexi felt a bubble of happiness. She had found the killer. Or killers. Either way, the case would be solved and she could get paid. Most importantly, Jack didn't seem mad at her.
I'll have to get the paperwork rolling. We'll need warrants and statements if we want to bring them in tomorrow. That could take all night.
He broke off the last word and looked at Lexi. She cocked an eyebrow at him. What?
We were supposed to go out on a date tonight, he said.
Lexi felt her stomach drop. She knew what was coming next. If they went on their date, he might not get the paperwork done. She wasn't sure which she wanted more.
Jack put his hands on her shoulders. You're more important to me than this job. I could fill out paperwork tomorrow and bring them in for questioning the next day. Lexi looked into his honey brown eyes, warmth spreading through her body. She wanted to go out with Jack. But on the other hand, Candace was packing. Tomorrow could be too late. I have an idea. She reached up and played with his collar. Maybe you could do the paperwork tonight, and then, when it is done, come by my house for a nightcap. Skip the date and go straight to the good stuff. Jack smiled, pulling her close. That sounds like a very good idea. He lowered his lips to hers, making Lexi forget all about murderers, bakery equipment, and overdue bills, if only for a few delightful seconds.